If you travel to Bunbury on the old coast road, then you may like to consider returning via the South West Highway for a change of scenery and attractions. There's heaps to see and do along this inland highway as it leads you from Bunbury first through the quaint, daring town of Brunswick Junction. This countryside is lush and described as the cream of the southwest. An extensive network of irrigation channels keep the pastures here green all year round. In the centre of Brunswick, you'll travel past Daisy, a life-size replica Frisian cow built by the local Lions Club as a tribute to the dairy industry. She stands proudly in the main street and has become a Brunswick mascot, adored by the local kids. Don't forget your camera. Daisy loves a photo.
From Brunswick, after you've had a photo with Daisy the cow, head to Harvey. Harvey is a thriving country town relying on beef production, citrus growing, dairy farming and viticulture. This town enjoys a unique Italian heritage and this cosmopolitan influence has resulted in a vibrant yet relaxed community. In the main street of Harvey, past the big mural on the side of the shops, past the main shopping area and just a little way down on your left, you'll find the local Apex Park with drinking fountain and wood barbecue. It's quite a big park, this one, popular with kids for the range of activities in the playground. The tourist centre at Harvey boasts expansive landscaped gardens and inside you'll find the amusing Moo Shop, a treasure trove of unique cow giftware and souvenirs. Utterly amusing. All right, enough of that. Also unique to Harvey in the southwest, the Paperbark Company produces tea tree oil grown in Harvey and widely available through retail and tourist outlets across the southwest. Tea tree oil from the Paperbark Company. Keep your eyes out for it. Moving on inland through Harvey, the southwest highway. From the outskirts of Harvey, you'll travel north to Yarloop, home of the historic Yarloop Workshops, housing a collection of machine tools and steam engines that once serviced the timber rail network of the southwest. Described by Richard L. Hills, founding curator of the Museum of Science and Industry in Manchester, United Kingdom, as being of historic importance to Western Australia and the Federation as a whole. The workshops also house crafts and photographic displays and are open daily from 10 until 4 with guided tours also available. Western Tourist Radio thanks all the sponsors throughout the Southwest who make this broadcast possible. Please show your support so we can continue to add to this worthwhile service. The businesses on this program are committed to making sure that you get the most out of your holiday. Support them, and when you visit, tell them Dousty sent you.
Dousty is him, John Doust, comedian, stand-up, corporate funny man, ratbag, and favourite son of the Southwest. You can find out more about Dousty by clicking on the links from our website.